things that make you go, We are told that the job rates in the nation are slacking off, and that this is a, well, not the job rates, but the job loss rates. We are being told by this administration, the Obama administration, and the Democrats at large, that job losses back when they first took office were at 80-some thousand or something like that losses per month, or it might have been higher than that. I don't know the exact number. And they're quoting that today that the job losses have dropped down to maybe 30,000 or something like that. Anywhere, they're saying that the job losses are showing that the economy and things are turning around, and that we are headed in the right course for a turnaround in jobs, but yet and still we keep on reading about all these job losses that are coming, and people are trying to figure out exactly what's going on. Well, let me give you a little test to do, and you will see what I'm going to tell you is an actual scientific fact. Get yourself a one, well, you don't have to get a 1 gallon jug of a milk jug or something, carton or something like that, that holds a gallon of water or so, or half a gallon. Get one of those jugs, preferably more than a quart, but if you can only find a quart container, plastic container, get it. Fill it up to the brim with water. Take a safety pin or a straight pin or a needle, and 1 inch from the bottom of that container on the side, punch a hole in it 1 inch above the bottom. And what you will find is that the water will start coming out of that hole, and it'll start coming out pretty fast, and it'll start it'll be squirting a long distance off. And what you will notice is that after a while, as the water level starts getting down close to where the hole is, the water will start coming out slower and slower and slower. You're still losing water, but what's going to happen is at a certain point the water level is going to get even with that hole. When that happens, no more water will come out of that hole, or maybe a couple of drips and so forth, but it'll get to the point where the water will stop coming out because it has reached the level of equilibrium with that hole, which means there's no more pressure forcing the water out. By the same token, now, that is what is happening with the job losses in this nation. We had so many millions of people working, but now the way that the economy is running now, and prices are up high and demand is low and so forth, what we are actually having happen is somewhat along that same line, where we have reached the saturation point where the economy is only able to support so many jobs. And as we're getting close to that number, at some point all of the job losses will stop, but there will still be jobs for, you know, a small number of people. people. So we're not actually seeing the economy or anything turning around, even though people are trying to get you to think that's what's happening. What is happening is that just like that water goes down so far, when it gets down to the level where that hole is and the water stops coming out, that's the same thing that's happening with the jobs in this nation. We are balancing out, we're going back, we're equaling out to what the job market actually can actually hold and sustain jobs for some, but there are not enough jobs for everybody. That is not anything improving on because of something that this administration, even though they're trying to take credit for, is actually doing. That is just a natural law of science, scientific experiment proving the point of what I'm trying to say.